मुखं करोति वाचालं भंगुं लंघायति गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। I bow down to Krishna, the embodiment of supreme bliss, through whose grace the lame scale mountains and the dumb become eloquent. May Krishna be the guide of our life. Om Shantihi, 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 peace. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 11, The Vision of the Universal Form. In this chapter, we find Krishna wanted to remove the doubt from Arjuna's mind. He showed the outcome of the war. Arjuna was doubtful whether he would win or lose in the battle. After having that cosmic vision, he was convinced that he was going to win, because Krishna showed Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Jayadratha, all these great generals were dead. Tasmad uttishtha jasho labhasya prithivi bhungsha nimitta matra bhavasevya sachin. Get up from inertia. Get up from this faint-heartedness, unmanliness. Enjoy this world. Have name, fame, power, position. Then he said, nimitta matra bhavasevya sachin. But O sevya sachin, O Arjuna, be my instrument. That is the central theme of this chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Be the instrument. You may say, Swami, how can I be instrument? How can I be an instrument in the hand of God? Only one thing. Give up your ego. God cannot play through an egotistic person. He can't. Jab mai tha tab hari nahi. The moment you say, I, God is not there. Jab hari tha tab mai nahi. The moment you say, God, ego is not there. Prem gali yati sapuri. The path of love is very narrow. Two persons cannot go together. Only one person goes. Either you will go or your ego will go. Either one. If there is mud inside the bamboo flute, you cannot play. No sound will come through that flute. But if inside is empty, then you can play different ragas, different notes through that flute. Nimitta matra bhavasevya sachin. Be my instrument. I shall do everything for you. The Vedanta scriptures always remind us, I and my are the warp and woof of Maya. This whole world is nothing but I and my. Through I and my, you won't realize God. You will get world, not God. How to surrender this I and my? How to surrender this ego to God? That we find almost in every page of the Gospel of Ramakrishna and the Bhagavad Gita. Give up your ego. Ego is your enemy. Ego is the bondage. Sometimes this is the chapter of cosmic vision. Arjuna did not see in the very beginning. Then Krishna said, you won't be able to see me through your own eyes. Dadami dibbam chakshu let me give you the divine sight so that you can see me. So Krishna gave the divine sight to Arjuna so that he can see God. It is the grace of God that we see God. I was thinking, suppose somebody wants to see you. He came to your door and just push the bell. It made a sound. Immediately you are alert that somebody has come. Hearing the bell, you can say that what type of person is he? Somebody comes, bang, 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 you know, 5-6 times he will push. Or somebody bang your door. Immediately you become alert. Now this person is not good. Let me see through the window first. Then I shall open the door. There are some people, they have no patience. There are some people, first time they ring the bell, then wait for some time and they go away. No, you will have to wait. Push the bell, wait for some time. 5 minutes, then push again. Similarly, if you want to realize God, pray to Him, call on Him, meditate on Him, and wait. Don't go away. Our tradition says, Guru ka dwar mein kutta ka maafi pada raho. Stay at the gate of your guru like a faithful dog. The master will give you food. You will not have to be stirred. Just wait. Time factor is there. The moment you sow the seed, you cannot expect the fruit. Verse 43. Pitaasi lokasya characharasya tvamasya pujyasya gurur gariyan natat samau astu abhyadika kutvanyo lokatrayopi aprutimo prabhava tasmat pranimya prunidhaya kayam prasadai tvam aham isham iddam piteva putrasya sakhiva sakhyuh priya Priyayarhasi Deva Sarum. Thou art the father of the world, of all that move and all that do not move. Thou art the objects of his worship, its most venerable teacher. There is no one equal to thee. How then, in the three worlds, could there be another superior to thee? O thou of incomparable might, therefore I bow down and prostrate my body before thee, the adorable Lord, and seek thy grace. Bear with me, O Lord, as a father with a son, as a friend with a friend, as a lover with his beloved. This is the prayer of Arjuna to Krishna. Arjuna, who is seeking forgiveness from the Lord. Sometimes I behaved with you wrongly, thinking that you are an ordinary person. Sometimes I joked with you, teased you. Please forgive me. Now I understand who you are. Na tvat samo osti avi adhika kutvanyo. There is no peer. There is no body in this world like you. In these three worlds, you are unique, you are one without a second. Lokatrayopi apratima prabhava, your prabhava, your power is unparalleled. The simile of God is God. Brahman cannot be compared with anything in this world. Sometimes we say, Brahman is just like vast space. Brahman is just like air, wind, which is everywhere. We just use some words, but it has no peer. which is one without a second. Arjuna bowed down to Krishna with humility, with love, and also with fear, because he saw that terrible cosmic form. He said, as the father, as the parents forgive their children, friend forgives his friend, and lover forgives his beloved, so forgive me. If forgiveness is divine. Sometimes in our day-to-day life, we make some mistakes. Not necessarily we'll have to harbor that mistake. I remember a funny thing in our folk tradition. Once two persons are quarreling, and from morning till evening they quarrel, then they decide, let us have vacation today, from tomorrow again we shall quarrel. What to do? They both brought two baskets in their courtyard and they drop it there. Well, let us hide our quarreling today, you know. Let us cover it, and from tomorrow again we shall lift it up and again we shall start quarreling. There are some people, they do not know how to forgive. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, Shater rag joler dag. The anger of a holy man is just like a mark on the water. This moment you see the mark again, it vanishes. I remember when Swami Vivekananda made Swami Sharadananda as the general secretary of the Ramakrishna order, he said to him, it is a very responsible post. You are the executive head of the Ramakrishna order. So many complaints will come to you. Put it through one ear and pass it through the other. Never judge any person without knowing his fault fully, completely. If you have complete evidence, you know, you are sure that this person made a mistake, then take action against that person, not before. Don't believe hearsay. It so happened one day there was a complaint against a monk. It was an anonymous letter. And some of the trustees made a decision that this person should be disciplined. They wanted to give some punishment to him. Swami Sharadananda took the letter and read it. And he did not find any name. It was an anonymous letter. He immediately tore that letter and threw it away into the waste paper box and said, based on this anonymous letter, I'll have to take action against my brother. If that person was strength, you know, got huge sign his name. That's it. You see, it is not easy to take action against a holy person. If you make a mistake, if you hurt a holy man by mistake, you will suffer. Because that person's mind dwells in God. If you hurt that person's mind, tremendous reaction will come to you. You do not know. Holy Mother said to a devotee, be careful about him, about holy people. He said that be careful from the river because it can change its course and can do anything. Be careful from a snake and be careful from a monk. Because that person's mind dwells in God most of the time. And if you shake it, that reaction may injure you, may hurt you. He will not curse you, but don't disturb the pure soul. The scripture says an illumined soul does not carry his karma with him. Those who serve that illumined soul will get the result of his good karma. Those who criticize or hurt that illumined soul will get the result of his bad karma. Because this is his last birth. He won't carry anything with him. Everything he will give away. Forgiveness. You see, in Christian tradition, especially Catholic tradition, we find, I do not know, in Protestant tradition, confession. I saw in many churches a confession booth. When I was in Paris, I saw some booths, you know, some churches I saw in France. Anyhow, if you release your things to God, you know, your mind will be clean again. One day Sri Ramakrishna was lying in his bed. A very bad, wicked person came and touched his feet while he was sleeping. Immediately he got pain, he got up and said, "Oof, pain, pain, what wrong did you do in your life? Tell me, tell me, tell me." He could not say a single word. "If you are ashamed to tell me everything, go to the Mother Ganga, the river. She has purifying power. Confess everything to her. You will be free from sin." Then he said, "What a wretched person is this." An incarnation of God gave him a chance to say everything to him. He could not do it. He would forgive him. Christ talked so many times about forgiveness in the Bible. In Lord's Prayer, when the time of crucifixion also, he forgave the persecutors. Then also when Peter was about to cut the ear of the cook of the main priest, Christ stopped, forgave them. The forgiveness is very important. So Arjuna was seeking forgiveness from Krishna. "Lord, forgive me. I might have done many mistakes in my life. Please forgive me." Sri Ramakrishna one day said to a devotee who said, "Sir, I committed many sins in my life." "Sin? How many sins you have done? How many sinful acts you did in your life? They are like a mountain of cotton. Just one spark of fire can burn the heaps of cotton in no time. So if you chant the name of God, all of your accumulated sins will be burnt into ashes." That's Sri Ramakrishna said. "Adrishta purvam rishitosmi drishtva bhainachya pravrititam manome tadeva me darshaya devarupam prasida devesha jagannivasa kirikinam gadinam chakrahastam icchami tvam drashtum aham tathaiva tenaiva rupena chatudbhujena sahasravaho bhava vishwamurte. I rejoice that I have seen what was never seen before, but my mind is also troubled with fear. Show me that other form of thine. Be gracious, O Lord of gods, O abode of the universe. I would see thee as before, with thy crown and thy mace and the discus in thy hand. Assume again thy four-armed shape, O thou of a thousand arms and of endless shapes." Two things came in Arjuna's mind: fear and joy. He was accustomed to see Krishna as a human being with two arms. But his chosen ideal was Krishna with four arms. That is Krishna's real form, Vishnu form. Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. In one hand, conch, sound, symbol of sound. Chakra, symbol. Chakra means discus. Through that he destroys all evil things of the world. Gada, mace. Through that he destroys ignorance. Padma, lotus. Through that he opens the heart of the devotees, devotion. So he is accustomed to see Krishna with four arms. But when he had that cosmic vision, he saw 1,000 arms, 1,000 heads, terrible form. So he was praying, "How Shastra Bahu, how O thou of 1,000 arms and of endless shapes, please gather your power within and show me which I can see in a comfortable way as a devotee." Sometimes I make joke, if Christ or Krishna or Ramakrishna appear before you at night time when you are sleeping, what will happen? What will happen? What will you do? You will yell, you will dial 911. You will say, "Lord, please go and stay in the picture on the wall that is the place for you. Please don't take a form and come near my bed. I am afraid of you." It is true. You ask yourself, if Lord appears before you at night time, what will you do? I'm just teasing. Some people will say, "Lord, please sit down. Tell me something about you." It's happened when Tuthapuri, Sri Ramakrishna's guru, was meditating under the Panchavati grove in Dakshineshwar. A Brahmin spirit, a ghost, came in front of him. Tuthapuri asked him, "Who are you?" "Well, I am the spirit. I am also the spirit. The Atman, birthless, deathless, immortal spirit. Let us sit down together and meditate." That ghost smiled and left. I sometimes say, if ghost comes to me, I say, "Let's, you are a spirit, I am a spirit, let us meditate together." An ideal human being is a combination of hardness and softness, hard like thunderbolt and soft like flower. Only softness is no good, and only hardness is also not good. There should be a combination of the two opposite things. Then life becomes interesting. First fry in butter and soak into syrup. Everything will be tasty. Even the pebbles, Swamiji said. Donut. First fry in butter and soak into syrup. Anything, everything will be tasty. So our life should be balanced. We must fry ourselves with knowledge and then soak ourselves into devotion. Then life will be interesting. Arjuna addressed Krishna, "O Vishwamurte, O the cosmic one." What does it mean, cosmic one? He sees everything. He hears everything. He knows everything. You cannot hide anything from him. When you do anything good, he knows. When you do anything wrong, he knows. He sees everything. You cannot. He is omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence. It reminds me of a Sufi story. Once a Sufi saint was very fond of one of his disciples. The other disciples became jealous. So to remove the jealousy of the students, the teacher told them that, "I shall give you a chicken, each one of you. And you cut the chicken in a secluded place so that nobody could see it. So all disciples took the chicken and came back with severed head of the chicken. The guru said, all right, fine. Did anybody see? No, sir. Nobody has seen. Only myself. And the best disciple whom the teacher was very fond of did not come back till evening. In the evening he came back with live chicken. Then the guru said to him, what is the matter? And other disciples are waiting, the jealous ones. They are waiting to see the result, you know. In the evening this main disciple came. The guru said, you brought the chicken, I asked you to cut the head. And you did not do it? You did not get any secluded place? No, sir. I tried many times to cut it, but I found that God was watching. I could not find any secluded place in this world. Then he explained to his other disciples, look, you people are jealous because I love him. There is, see, he is not. He is a realized soul. So I love him. And you people are the embodiment of jealousy. Vishvato Vishvamurti. He knows everything. Sri Ramakrishna said, He listens every even the sound of the anklet of an ant. The foot sound of an ant also. He listens. There is a famous Arab proverb. Between our tongues want to express anything. If we think this tongue has three gatekeepers, the first gatekeeper says, the thing which you are going to say, is it true? Perhaps you pass that gate. And in the second gate, again, the second gatekeeper will ask you, is it kind? The thing which you are going to speak, is it kind or harsh? At the third gatekeeper will ask you, is it necessary to say this thing to that person? If you think these three things, you will find you will be able to get rid of various kinds of gossip and other unnecessary talk. Is it kind? Is it necessary? These are the three gatekeepers of the tongue. They restrain the move of the tongue. Jo mukh se paraninda ugarate o mukh se harinam liya na liya. The tongue which criticizes people, with that tongue, if you try to chant the name of God, it is useless. Vishwamurti. He is in the heart of all beings. All forms are his forms, all hands are his hands, all heads are his heads, all feet are his feet, all eyes are his eyes, all ears are his ears. Vishwamurti. When you see the Sanskrit words have special meaning, your eyes, your head, your feet, your everything belongs to God, that pure consciousness which is within you. Otherwise, what is your body? Only 4 pounds of ashes, nothing else. 4-5 pounds of ashes. But this form is God's form. You are taking care of God's body. Kirichinam gadinam chakrastam ichhami tvam drashtumaham tateiva. I like to see that old form which I am I was accustomed to see Chaturbhujina with four hands. Ye Vishwamurti. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Maya prasannena tava Arjunedam rupam param darshitam atma yogat tijumayam vishvam anantamadyam yanme tvadanyena nadrishta purvam. The Lord said, by my grace through my own yoga power, O Arjuna, I have shown you this supreme form, resplendent, universal, infinite and primeval, which none but you has ever seen. We read in the life of Krishna, when he was a child in Vrindavan, he put some mud inside his mouth. Mother Yashoda, his foster mother, was trying to clean the mouth of baby Krishna. She grabbed his hands and pressed the mouth so that he can open the mouth and trying to reach the mud from his tongue. When the child opened the mouth, Mother Yashoda was bewildered. She saw the cosmic form of God. She was amazed. You see, two things played there. Affection. With affection, the mother grabbed the two tiny hands of her son, Krishna. And that was her joy. You see, affection. That is peace, joy, love is there. But when she saw that cosmic form in the mouth of that little child, Krishna, he was amazed. We find before the Mahabharata war, in the Ujjak Parvam of the Mahabharata, Krishna showed his cosmic form to Bhishma and some people in the court of Duryodhana, who tried to arrest Krishna. He wanted to frighten them. There also he took a cosmic form, but not this terrible form. He showed cosmic form again to Shishupala when he killed that demon or very awful person, an unrighteous person. He showed cosmic forms 3-4 places. But this form was very special, that he said to Arjuna, I have never shown this form to anybody else except you. To my mother, to Shishupala, to Bhishma and other people, I showed my partial cosmic form. But this full form I have never shown to anybody. I love you. Really I do. So I want to show my everything to you. That Krishna said. Which is God's grace. Adrishta purva. Na vido jagya dhyanoish na danoish. Na chakriya bhir na tapo bhir ugraish. Evam rupaha shakya aham nirloke drashtum tvadanyena kuru pravira. Neither by the study of the Vedas and sacrifices, nor by gifts, nor by rituals, nor by severe penances, is this form of mine to be seen in the world of men by anyone but you, O chief of the Kurus. By human endeavor, through knowledge, austerity, sacrifice and self-denial, one can see a particular aspect of the Godhead. But Arjuna has seen the Lord in his universal form, reconciling all the aspects of divinity at one and at the same time, and in one and the same vision. In an ineffable oneness are revealed all the facets of the Godhead, spirit and matter, being and becoming, creation and destruction, infinite and finite, space and time, past and future. This vision is vouchsafed only to the devotee who adores the Lord with single-minded, all-consuming and unswerving love. Krishna is telling Arjuna, look, na vedo adha naiv. These are the ancient ways to practice spiritual disciplines and to reach God. What do we do? We study the Vedas. So that our mental plane, intellectual plane will go to the spiritual plane. So that we can think of God. Jagya means sacrifice. We pour oblation to the gods for fulfilling our desires. Na danoi, we give charity. Na kriyabhi, kriya means various kinds of. There are two types of actions: shrota karma and smarta karma. Smarta karma. Shrota karma means the actions which have been enjoined by the scriptures, for example, sacrifices. And smarta karma means philanthropic activities. I can build a countryside, a big shady tree. You see, in Calcutta, you will find some places, they have water faucets. Suppose a rich man gave some, or I can build a hospital, I can build a school. These are all philanthropic activities. Or I can give money to Lakhlit company so that they can help some poor people who have no gas, so that they can save their lives from cold. These are all philanthropic activities. Not tapubhir ugrih, or fasting, or various kinds of disciplines. Krishna says, nobody can see God, the cosmic form, through these methods. Evam rupa shakyam aham nirlokhe drashtum tvadvanyena kuru pravira. Which is out of grace, out of mercy, I showed you this form. Those people may see partial forms of God, but not this cosmic whole form. Mate vyatha macha vimudo bhavo drishtva rupam ghuram idringmedam vyapate bhihi pritamanaha punastvam tadeva me rupamidam prapashya. Be not afraid, be not bewildered on seeing this terrific form of mine, free from fear and glad at heart. Behold again my other form. It reminds me one thing. Love is not possible when you have fear in your mind. Suppose a murderer captured a woman and was trying to love her. He is offering all his money, he is offering everything to that woman. It is impossible that the woman to love that man. She can't. She is afraid at any moment that man can kill her. Because she knows that man is a murderer. Love does not come when there is fear. Love does not come when there is inequality. But what do you mean by inequality? A culprit goes to the court. The culprit can never love the judge because the judge is in higher position and he is in lower position. Love comes when they are equal. When the prince loves a poor woman, poor girl, either the king will have to come to the poor girl's level or the poor girl will have to come to the king's level. Love always comes from equal place. It is an amazing phenomenon. When Arjuna saw Krishna, previously they used to sleep together, eat together, chat together, gossip together. You know, they have merry fun together. But the moment Arjuna saw that cosmic form of Krishna, that my goodness. There is a description of Virat in Munduka Upanishad. Ognir murdha chakshusha chandra surjo disha srotre bag vivetasya vedaha. His two eyes, one eye is the sun, another eye is the moon. His head is full of blazing fire. His speech is the Vedas. His breath is the air. He, with his 2 feet, he covered the whole cosmos. Can you love such a person? Can you go and hug a man whose one eye is the sun, another eye is the moon? You will be afraid. You will be burnt into ashes before you reach there. The sun, you know, if you go near the sun, you will be burnt into ashes. And that person's one eye is the sun, another eye is the moon. And you are going to hug him. Huh? It does not work. There is a mantra in Isha Upanishad also. कुशन्यकर्षयम सूर्य प्रजापत्यव्यो हरश्मिन समूह तेजो कल्ला जते रूपम कल्लानतमम तत्ते पश्यामि योसा वसो पुरुष सोहमस्मि. First, the seer of truth described the cosmic form of God, of Brahman. Then he said, you and my, both are same. Yuvasa vasho purusha, the Purusha, the Supreme Being who is in the solar disk. I am that I am. There is unity between us. Ma te vyatha ma cha vimudha bhava. Don't be afraid. Don't get confused. Be free from fear. See my regular, the other form. This commentator wrote, if we ask any mystic in any of the great religious traditions how the vision of God comes about, they will all give us the same reply. It is not because we are worthy of it, but because the Lord is so merciful. All that we can do is to make our best effort to purify our minds and hearts through the practice of meditation and its allied disciplines. Finally, we will reach a point where we can go no further, where we have done everything we can to remove the last impediments of the ego, which stand between us and the Lord. Then, with faith that wells up from the very depths of consciousness, we say to the Lord, it doesn't matter if I don't have a glimpse of you. I want only to love you with all my heart. I expect nothing in return. Rabia, a tremendous woman of God in the Sufis tradition, exclaims, Lord, if I love you out of fear of hell, throw me into hell. If I love you for the sake of heaven, close its gates to me. But if I love you for the sake of loving you, do not deny yourself to me. When we can say this to the Lord with complete love, whether we call him Sri Krishna or Allah, the Divine Mother or the Buddha or Jesus the Christ, it is only a matter of time before we will be united with him in the form we cherish most. Anyone who has reached this state is God conscious. In all the annals of mysticism, East and West, there is no finer inspiration than the unanimous testimony to this miracle of grace. The imitation of Christ overflows with it. O Lord, how entirely needful is thy grace for me. To begin any good work, to go on with it, and to accomplish it. For without that grace, I can do nothing. But in thee I can do all things when thy grace doth strengthen me. Saint Teresa of Avila puts it in wonderfully practical terms. However much we may practice meditation, however much we violate our self-will, however many tears of devotion we shed, we cannot produce this blessing. It is given only to whom God wills to give it. We are His. May He lead us along whatever way He pleases. And the Sufi mystic Jalaluddin Rumi sums it up beautifully. It is not we who shoot the arrow. We are only the bow. The archer is the Lord. संजय उवाच इत्तर्जुनं वासुदेवस्तथोक्त्वा स्वकं रूपं दर्शयमास भूयः आश्वासयमास च भीतमेनं भूत्वा पुनः सुम्म बपूर महात्मा संजय से हैविंग दस एड्रेस्ड अर्जुन वासुदेव रिवील टू हिम हिज ओन फॉल द ग्रेट वन assumed a graceful shape again and comforted the terrified Pandava. Iti Arjunam Vasudevas Tathakta Shvakam Rupam means Krishna showed Arjuna his regular form. What do you mean by regular form? You see, here is a king. When he is with his royal dress, seated on the throne, you call him a king. When that king without any dress, royal dress, and when he is not seated on the throne, he looks like an ordinary human being. Suppose I do not know that person, I will consider him as a fellow citizen. But the moment he puts on his royal dress and sits on the throne, he is a different person. In what way? At that time he holds the power. He rules the whole kingdom. When President Reagan is in White House, he is the President of the United States. He has tremendous power. The moment he is out of the office, he does not have that power. He is just like ordinary citizens of the United States of America. Same person. President Reagan did not change his form. He even did not change his body weight or shape or face or hair. But the power comes the moment he sits in the White House and elected by the people of the United States of America. He has tremendous power. Same thing, when Krishna took that cosmic form, he endowed himself with that power. The moment he gave it up, he became again a normal person with two hands. He was a charioteer of Krishna. This simile is a good one. What is the upadhi? Upadhi means power. When Arjuna saw Krishna in the cosmic form, he saw Krishna with power. And he could not bear it. So Sanjaya, the ambassador, the reporter of this Mahabharata war, told to Dhritarashtra, that blind king, you see, he was describing that having thus addressed Arjuna, Vasudeva means Krishna. A Vasudeva, the word is very significant. Vasudeva means Vasudeva is the apattam. The son of Vasudeva is called Vasudeva. Another epithet, another name of Krishna. When Krishna was born in the cell, prison cell, you see, Krishna's mother and father were sent to the cell by his uncle because he heard that the eighth child of his sister would be his killer. So he put that couple, his own sister and brother-in-law, into the cell. So when Krishna was born, he showed his Vishnu form to his parents. So he is Vasudeva. What is the Vishnu form? Vaishankha Chakra Gada Padma. Conch, discus, lotus and mace. These are the four hands of Vishnu. So Krishna took that form, that was the form of Arjuna's chosen idea. Arjuna used to meditate on that form of Vishnu. and that Vishnu took as a, you know, as a Krishna form, as I told you. That the king, when he gave up his royal dress and the throne, he becomes a normal person, normal citizen. So Krishna became a normal citizen and became a charioteer of Arjuna. So he took that form. Ashvasayamasa cha bhitamenam bhutva punur shamma bhopur mahatma. Shamma form. Very calm, quiet, serene form he took for the devotee. Alright, after this today. Do you have any questions? Ego is associated with physical body, subtle body also. Ego, it is very difficult to understand that person who is all the time within us. Very difficult to locate the ego. Very sneaky. You may say, Swami, could you explain what you mean by that ego? One day my friend told me, brother, all the time I am trying to eradicate my ego. The day I good meditation, that day also I become egotistic. Oh, today I got good meditation. I do not know how shall I cope with this fellow. Even the day I get a little vision, I have vision today. I get joy. Ego, so long you have a body, till death this ego will stay in the body. With that ego is the subtle body that it migrates, reincarnates. As I tell you again and again, always remember, your body has three. You have a subtle body, which is the seed of this gross body. That subtle body has 17 limbs, 5 organs of action, 5 organs of knowledge, 5 pranas, ego and mind. Mind and intellect. Ego is there. Ego is connected with mind. And intellect is connected with memory. All these things are there. Ego, mind, intellect, memory. All these things together make this subtle body, invisible body, that body reincarnates. That body takes form. With that ego, I, my. The moment a child is born, I, declares his existence, I. With that, Sri Ramakrishna said, Thakshala dashamiya, let that rascal stay as a servant. Let that rascal stay as a devotee. I am God's child. That I is spiritualized. I am God's child. I am the mother's child. Or I am Brahman. That way you are spiritualizing your ego.